Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I wish to convey our deepest condolences to the family, government, and the people of Peru on the passing of Ambassador Ana Cecilia Gavassi Diaz. Uganda congratulates you, Ambassador Paul Bickers of the Kingdom of Netherlands, upon your assumption of the presidency of the 71st Trade and Development Board. You can count on our full support as you steer the work of this session. We commend Ambassador Febrian Rediad of Indonesia for his important work on which we are now building in this 71st session of the TDB. Uganda aligns itself with a statement delivered by the Group of 77 and China, as well as those by the Africa and the LDC groups. We thank the Secretary General for her work and the insightful remarks and overview of UNCTAD's activities, priorities for the last part of this year, and welcome the reports on Africa, SIDS, digital economy, investment, new trade dynamics, and Palestine. The Secretary General's report, covering a wide range of activities, including support of Africa, reflects the efforts and strides made in advancing our continent's development agenda, deserves our collective attention and constructive deliberation. It highlights successful interventions in boosting intra-African trade and investment. UNCTAD's support in the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Area and in harnessing regional and sub-regional integration for sustainable development is particularly important. The establishment of the African Continental Free Trade Area was a landmark achievement, and the role of UNCTAD in facilitating this process cannot be overstated. Uganda has benefited from enhanced trade opportunities, and we commend UNCTAD's support in improving our trade infrastructure and capacity building efforts, as well as the work we are doing together to review our entrepreneurship policy. We encourage UNCTAD to strengthen its engagement with states in addressing non-tariff measures which continue to inhibit smooth trade. As the Secretary General's report notes, non-tariff measures can be 3 to 4 times more costly than traditional tariffs and disproportionately affect developing countries and small and medium-sized enterprises. With regard to Agenda Item 11 on the implementation of the outcomes of UNCTAD 15, it is imperative to infuse a sense of urgency in the work we do here and put our collective attention towards activities to accelerate the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, especially at this halfway point where overall progress in the attainment of the SDGs are falling short of expectations. Mr. President, UNCTAD deserves our full support. We appreciate the support of development partners and continue to urge developed countries to fulfill their commitments to enable UNCTAD deepen support towards least developed countries and small island developing states, the SIDS. The Bridgetown Covenant acknowledges the unique challenges faced by SIDS and LDCs and therefore the need for more targeted support to address their specific vulnerabilities. The Bridgetown Covenant also emphasizes the importance of leveraging technology and innovation for development. Uganda encourages UNCTAD to intensify efforts in supporting technology transfer, innovation, and digital inclusion. This includes facilitating access to digital tools and platforms that can drive economic growth and development in developing countries. South-South cooperation can play a pivotal role in achieving the goals of the Covenant. We therefore call for increased support for South-South initiatives that facilitate knowledge exchange, technology transfer, and joint projects among developing countries. Such cooperation can foster innovative solutions to common challenges. With regard to the discussion on the preparatory process for UNCTAD 16, we believe it is both timely and crucial as we confront unprecedented global challenges ranging from climate change and technological disruptions to economic inequalities and geopolitical shifts. The need for a transformative approach to economic development has never been more apparent. The theme underscores the imperative to not only adapt to these changes, but to proactively shape our economic future in a way that is sustainable, equitable, and resilient. Charting a new development course will require effective technology transfer and greater policy and regulatory space for countries of the Global South to develop their digital capacities while continuing to diversify their production bases. This calls for strengthening our innovation systems while aligning science, technology, and innovation and industrial policies, building basic digital skills, and closing gaps in ICT infrastructure. Uganda looks forward to engaging actively in the discussions during this coming session. I thank you, Mr. President.